Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Nvidia's CEO saying that crypto is here to stay, and we'll look at Telegram's ICO and how it's currently going. So before we start with the news, let's have a quick look at the market. Actually, we're still going down and we're going down hard. If you look at this price of Bitcoin, it's actually close, very close to the lowest price we've had in the last couple of months. We, as you remember, we bounced back from this $6,600 price, and then it came back to around 10,000 in a couple of days. But now it seems like no end is in sight. So the prices are generally going down. Our strategy in general stays the same. Use this time to do your research on the coins that you think are interesting, and based on your research, make a move. If you believe in the fundamentals of certain coins, these prices shouldn't matter to you. However, another thing is that prices can change quite a lot in these coming days. So we're still dropping 5 to 10% every day. So it could very well be that you're buying at a wrong time. However, if you're investing with a long-term horizon, it's not that problematic. As always, this is not investment advice. Talk to a financial advisor first before investing. Now, let's jump into this first news story. Cryptocurrency is here to stay and is the future of our business. Nvidia CEO Jensen Huang. So Jensen Huang is the Nvidia CEO, and he came on the show of Jim Cramer, who has this Mad Money show on CNBC. And as you know, CNBC is kind of the network when it comes to cryptocurrency news. And a lot of people are actually jumping on CNBC to if they have a certain statement and if they are sharing certain progress. Now, Nvidia CEO has said, because the price has generally been going down, we've heard from left and right, for example, investor Thomas Lee has also made a statement regarding the Bitcoin price. And a lot of people are actually coming out and saying Bitcoin price will be, so don't worry about this short term down phase, Bitcoin price will be back soon to a very good price, and we'll see where it goes from there. So Jensen Huang has actually said that cryptocurrency will be here. The ability for the world to have a very low friction, low cost way of exchanging value is going to be here for a long time. He's also saying blockchain is going to be here for a long time, and it's going to be a fundamentally new form of computing. I expect blockchain, I expect cryptocurrency to be an important driver for GPUs. Now, don't forget, Nvidia's business is GPUs, or one part is GPUs. And GPUs are also used in terms of Bitcoin mining, for example. There are rumors, for example, that Bitmain will create kind of a Ethereum ASIC miner as well. So you have, on one side, you have the ASIC miners, you have companies like Bitmain, who kind of control 70 to 80% of the ASIC miner market. And on the other side, you have companies like Nvidia, like AMD, who are kind of looking into producing GPUs on first place for gamers, obviously, but these GPUs have kind of been misused, if you will, for cryptocurrency mining, namely Bitcoin mining. Now, with Bitcoin's dropping price, obviously, on one side, the gamers are happy because people are not that interested into mining anymore. But on the other side, if you're Nvidia, you kind of see the general demand dropping. Now, that being said, I think the statement from Nvidia CEO is basically saying it's kind of also to cover up the potential losses of his company. So it's kind of he's trying to bring back a general positive attitude to crypto, because generally the atmosphere in this bear market is fairly negative. So people are kind of losing interest, or even negatively are impacted by cryptocurrency because they have lost a lot of money, or the charts don't go up anymore. So they kind of lose interest. And in order to keep those interest interests going, the CEO of a company obviously has to make statements like these, because that in people's minds will say, oh, okay, NVIDIA is building something, is innovating on something. So there's a very high chance that the miners will get more efficient. So mining could be one way how to make money, all of these things. So you have to think about where this perspective is coming from. Now, it wasn't only Jensen Huang who came out, it was also Thomas Lee. He is one of the investors at Fondstrat, and he's also quite bullish, saying that Bitcoin's price will go up back up to like 25,000, 30,000, something like this, towards the end of the year. Now, obviously, we never comment generally on price predictions. We also believe in the future of Bitcoin. That doesn't necessarily mean that the price will go up towards the end of the year or tomorrow. It could be very well be for a couple of years, be very boring again until the next really bull market hits cryptocurrencies. Now, next story is actually quite interesting. So Telegram doubles amount raised in ICO to $1.7 billion. Now, Telegram is kind of a privacy focused closed source messaging application that has around 200 million US 200 million users worldwide, mainly actually people from Russia, people from Iran are using Telegram, and also in the crypto sphere Telegram is quite commonly used. It's quite fast, so it's a good application for people to use it. Now, they have actually announced that they are kind of doing an ICO, but it's currently in private sales. So the ICO is aimed to raise around $1.2 billion. Now, why would they do an ICO and not the traditional route? The ICO, they can control kind of better. In a traditional fundraising part, where they would get VCs and venture capital, angels, all of these types of investments, they would kind of lose control. Now, when they issue a token, they only give out the token that people can use on the platform. That doesn't mean that they will use any kind of control over the business. Now, Telegram is currently free for all users on all platforms, but obviously kind of running an operation like this will cost them multiple million US dollars at least per year, if not per month. The exact numbers are not clear, but you have to think about that they have to make money at some point. One way would be to just charge the users, but obviously they don't want to do that right now, so they're kind of doing the ICO way. Now, in order to be kind of compliant with SEC, they're doing it's called a token sale, which is based on the Simple Agreement for Future Tokens, the SAFT framework. And the idea of this SAFT framework is basically to have kind of an ICO that's legal, basically, because the ICO, the SEC stance on ICOs is not really clear. So they want to avoid getting any legal troubles, any issues with that kind of money raising. So they've raised an additional they've raised 850 million in late February. Their original target was 1.2 billion, but it looks like they will hit a total of 1.7 billion US dollars raised so far. Now, keep in mind, this is a private sale. This isn't a sale where you and me can participate. So these are really big name investors and people and organizations behind this money. It is even rumored that 2.5 billion will be raised in total by Telegram over this period. Now, how this will continue and for what exactly the Telegram Open Network coin or token will be used is kind of unclear, because the white paper is still not officially out. There is a white paper out, but I think it hasn't been confirmed by Telegram's founder Pavel Durov. He even made a statement that it's kind of fake. So it's not really clear what exactly or how exactly the network will work. Nonetheless, this will be very, very interesting to see. It is probably going to be the biggest ICO in history so far. Whether this is a good ICO in general, this remains to be seen. We will see after this whole funding round has been closed. But it is definitely a way for companies that don't want to go the traditional investor route to raise a lot of money. Now, this actually brings me to one last news story that we haven't kind of touched upon, and is this email service MailChimp set to shut ICO and crypto-related marketing down. Now, as you've known, we've talked about Facebook and Snapchat and Twitter and other companies actually shutting down ICO-related advertising, even Google with Google AdWords. Now, MailChimp has jumped on the bandwagon here and is saying that if you're sending emails out that are trying to promote ICOs, you might get blocked by MailChimp. You'll get less open rates, less click rates, because MailChimp is taking care of blocking these emails. Now, on one side, this kind of makes sense for a company, but on the other side, this is email, and this is normally, if you're sending out newsletters, you're allowed to send any kind of news information in those newsletters out. So it's not really in MailChimp's position, in my opinion, to decide and judge on that. That is actually also why we have created a Telegram channel. So it's an open channel, everyone can join. You will need a link, and I will post this link in the show notes for the podcast listeners and in the video description for the YouTube viewers. And there you can join our public free Telegram channel. On the channel, we'll talk about research, analysis, news, and all of these things. No signals, no price predictions, none of that stuff. So we're going to stay true to our roots. We'll only share research and analysis that we've done. So if you want to stay up to date, definitely join the Telegram group. It's actually, the link is a shortened link. You can use bit.ly/blue-alpine. So bit.ly/blue-alpine, and then you will need the Telegram messenger app on your computer or on your mobile, and then you can join our channel. So I'll link this again in the description and the show notes. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Take care.